Poppy. Poppy, where are you? Poppy, it's time for dinner. Come on now, where are you hiding? Oh, there you are. There's my good boy. What are you doing in the playroom? You know that it's dinner time now. I shouldn't have to be searching for you. I've got your bowl filled with your favorite and everything. Come on. Oh, don't worry. We'll come back here later. We're going to play tonight. You can be sure of that. I said, come on. What are you waiting for? Hold on. Why is that drawer in the toy chest open? You know that's where I keep your cage key. Oh, you disobedient little bitch. Lift up your mittens. I said, lift up your mittens. I knew it. You just couldn't help yourself, could you? You had to go looking for the key. My naughty puppy just couldn't stop playing with his bone, huh? Curious, considering you were the one begging to be my adorable little puppy, and begging for me to lock you up. You were so happy when I finally agreed to trial it for a weekend, weren't you? You had the cage and your little tail all lined up and ready for me. I barely said yes before you put them on, and you were nuzzling at my feet like a good little bitch. I wonder, would you have been so eager if you'd known I would like it so much as well? That I keep you locked up and stuffed for, what is it now, a month? You haven't used your safe word, so I obviously thought you were enjoying it as much as me. And I am enjoying it greatly. But now, here you are, disobeying my instructions and trying to get out of the very thing that you asked for. That just won't do, puppy. Aren't you glad I decided to add the mittens and leg binders to your gear? I know it was uncomfortable at first, having your hands tightly locked in there, but you love them now, don't you, right? Why, with them on, it's practically impossible for you to get out of the cage if I don't want you to. I'm surprised you even managed to get the key out of the drawer. You didn't have a chance of getting out, did you? It's almost like you wanted to get caught. Like you wanted to be punished. Is that it? I knew it. Well, I suppose dinner can wait. Though you should be careful what you ask for. Now, come on. Up on the bench, puppy. That's right. Here, let me help you. I can't imagine it's easy climbing up with your arms and legs all restrained like that. Let me just get you up here. Perfect. Now, hands there and legs there. And don't move. I just need to get some things from the toy chest. You know, the one you were rummaging through. You know, I was planning on letting you out when we played today. A month is a long time. But I figured you were due for a release. But I guess that's not happening anymore. I'll have to use a different bone when we play. Oh, you like the sound of that, don't you? Good. Now, head up, look at me. Before we dive in, you remember your safe word? Good boy. And you'll use it if you need. That's my puppy. Now then, let me just get your arms and legs locked in place. It's clear my puppy can't be trusted to exercise self-control, so I think it's easier for both of us if you don't have to worry about that. Don't worry, there's plenty of room for you to squirm and struggle, and I know you'll be doing that. It's just a precaution. You can't make a mistake if I take away the option for you to do so. Aren't I a good mistress? Yes, that's right, I am. Now, you're almost perfect, just missing one thing. That's right, no puppy is complete without their ears. It's your favorite hood. Ears, blindfold, the whole lot. No gag though. I have another plan for that little snout. Now, head down. And let me just put this here. And zip that up. And perfection. Can you see me now? Excellent. Then it's time for me to begin. If I just get this ready. Open wide, puppy. That's right. Good little bitch. I told you I'd find another bone for you to play with. Yeah, suck on my cock. Oh, you're so eager, aren't you? That's just like my perfect puppy. Ah, take it all. Oh, it's going to need to be nice and wet if we're going to bury it later. You like the sound of that, don't you? Come on, lick your tongue up and down the shaft. Don't stop. I said, don't stop. I don't care if you gag. This is meant to be a punishment, isn't it? If you wanted me to go easy on you, you wouldn't have tried playing with yourself. And you wouldn't have got caught. So really, when you think about it, you asked for this puppy. Oh. And if you asked for it, you don't get to complain if it's a little bit difficult now, do you? Yeah. You just take it all like a good little bitch. Well, now that you've got it all nice and dripping for me, it would be a waste to put it away. Let me just... There you go. Doesn't it feel good to finally have that tail removed? No? Well, don't worry. We're going to fill that hole right back up. But first, I want you to beg for it. Beg me to bury my bone in you. Beg for me. Silly pet. Puppies don't beg with words. Come on, bark for me. I said bark. There we go. That's more like it. Now, considering you are so nicely... that just slid right in, didn't it, pet? Your ass didn't offer up the slightest resistance. I suppose that tail helped prepare you nicely for me. And this is hardly your first time taking my cock now. Hell, even before you became my puppy, I seem to recall you loved it, didn't you? I wonder, what is this that makes it so appealing to you? Is it the feeling of it? And my cock sliding in and out, tickling your prostate while you're absolutely incapable of doing anything except squirm and beg. And if I'm feeling generous, come. Or is it that incapability that's the best part? Being helpless at my mercy. Only doing what I want, when I want. Perhaps you're a little service slut. Maybe you like to feel like my little whore, that I can play with as I please. I think you like being underneath me. And what about this puppy thing, huh? What drives you to debase yourself so fully for me? I understand wanting to be beneath a goddess like your mistress, but to lower yourself to something less than human, and to do it so willingly. You're lucky I love you so much, pet. I'm sure there are dozens of girls who would split at the moment's notice if you asked them to do what I'm doing now. But that's why you're with me. Your loving mistress who, on top of working all day to provide for you while you sit around in your cage, understands you and your desires. As much as you love submitting to me, I just love the power I have over you. Knowing you're so eager to serve, you won't even fucking hesitate to spread those cheeks for me and bark like the bitch you are. We really do make a perfect couple, don't we? Why, it feels like this hole was practically made for me, doesn't it? What did I say about talking, puppy? What was that? You need to go pee. Fine. Come on then. What? You think I'm gonna unlock you and take you to the toilet? Oh, puppy, no. Toilets are for people, not naughty little bitches. Pets like you lift a leg and go. Though, I have also taught you not to go on my furniture. Quite the dilemma, isn't it? You can go now and be punished for it. Or hope you can hold it in while I finish playing with your asshole. Though, if you can't hold it in, the punishment will be much more severe. So what's it gonna be? Oh, puppy, puppy, puppy. You just couldn't hold it in, could you? Look at that stream trickling out of your cage and onto my bench. How embarrassing for you. You must be so hot and bothered realizing how little control you have. You've surrendered everything you have to me. What you eat, what you wear, when you come, and now when you pee. Look at you go, letting it all out for me like the little bitch you are. It makes me so wet, knowing what you've given up for me. But I'm the one that's meant to be wet. Not that beautiful bench I bought for you. I told you you'd be punished. See, I can't continue with how I was punishing you before now. Now that you've made such a mess. So I guess, as part of your punishment, you're going to have to clean up your mess. That's right. Turn around. Wiggle your aching ass around this side and put your head there where your pathetic little puddle is. Look at how much there is, puppy. You certainly weren't lying about needing to go. Now, I want you to lick it up. Don't look at me like that, you heard me. That's your mess, so you clean it. That's right. Get your head in that puddle, lick it up. How does it taste? How does it smell? That's my good puppy. You really would do anything for me, wouldn't you? Come on, pet, keep going. There's still a lot there. Don't stop. If you don't keep doing it, I'll grab your hair and use your face to mop it up myself. You wouldn't want that now, would you? Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind for later. But this is supposed to be a punishment. So, rewarding you by making you my piss mop, that's not exactly a punishment, is it? No, it isn't. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pop your tail right back in like that. And then I'm going to reheat your dinner. You're going to sit here, cleaning this puddle of piss you made until my bench is drier than it was before you were put on it. After that, you're going to crawl back over to my toy chest and put your key back in. Then, you're going to crawl out of here and eat your dinner out of the bowl. And if you're a good boy throughout all that, maybe I'll forget the remaining punishment and give you a reward. Maybe. Though, I'm beginning to think that you prefer your punishments to rewards. Either way, if you're good, you'll get what you want. But only if you're good. Now come on, bitch. Get to cleaning. I'll be waiting.